GoPro Hero 7 Review 2022. Best choice for you.
If you're looking for a camera that is capable of capturing high-quality video in most, if not all scenarios, the GoPro Hero 7 Black is worth considering. It has many abilities, but most notable are its 4K video capabilities, image stabilization features, and time-lapse photography settings. In this blog, we will discuss these features in more detail.
What is a GoPro? Let me briefly explain what a GoPro is to those who don't know much about the GoPro product line or the company. The GoPro is primarily a small and portable waterproof camera that can be mounted or placed almost anywhere to capture unique angles or shots. GoPros are able to record video, stills, time lapses, photo bursts, and night photography as well as underwater photography. Many people believe that the GoPro was designed for action sports such as surfing and snowboarding, but this is not true. The Hero 7 is easy to use, making it accessible to almost everyone.
The GoPro Hero 7 is part of a long line that includes past models such as the HD Hero 4 and the Hero 4 when 4K video was added to smaller session models. The 2018 GoPro Hero 7 was the most powerful GoPro ever.
GoPro Hero 7 Review. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=3DiasebQ. Video. 4K 60 and 2.7 Kelvins 120, 1440p 120 and 1080p 240. Among others photo. 12 megapixels burst. 12 megapixels at 30 FPS video time-lapse. 0.5, 1, 2, 5, 10, 30, 60 second intervals time warp video. 2x5x, 10x10x, 15x15x, 30x video night photo. Auto 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 30 second exposure times waterproofing. 10 meters without the case. 30 meters with the case touchscreen. Intuitive 2 inches LCD screen GPS. Yes voice control. Yes stabilization. Up to 4K 60 Hyper Smooth Video Stabilization HDR. Super Photo Auto HDR Image Enhancement you can stream live from your computer. Other. Vertical Portrait Mode for social media. Pros. Amazing 4K video and image quality Hyper Smooth works well Time Warp is great for having fun useful UI enhancements impressive image quality. Cons. Voice commands can be difficult screen sometimes unresponsive slow-mo footage can only be output via app or software. Features. 4K video at 60p Hyper Smooth Stabilization Live Streaming. Although some might be disappointed to learn that many of the core specs are carbon copied from Hero 6 Blacks, GoPro's goal for this model was less about increasing frame rates or packing more pixels and more about the user experience.
The Hero 7 Black has the same 12-megapixel sensor as the wide-angle lens. It also retains the highest video specs, 4K at 60 FPS, full HD to a maximum of 240 FPS, and 8x slowed-down footage at a maximum of 240 FPS. This camera is significantly faster than the previous model due to the multitude of sweeteners added.
HYPERSMOOTH. The new Black camera's driving feature is hypersmooth image stabilization. This feature has been the most talked about, and you can be sure that most people believe it. It's very noticeable and immediately gives a boost to video clip smoothness. The Hero 7's purpose is to dramatically increase camera stability while filming. The GoPro Hero 6 was the predecessor model and required the use of the GoPro Karma Grip. This stabilization gimbal gave amazing, smooth footage.
Hyper Smooth is the most important of these. It's a video stabilization method that GoPro rates as equivalent to using a drone. This is a combination of hardware, software, and an upgraded optical stabilizer system. It was created in response to user feedback.
Hyper Smooth can be used even when you shoot at 4K 60 FPS full resolution. Hyper Smooth cannot be turned on when shooting in full HD at 120 FPS or 240 FPS, as well as in a 4:3 aspect ratio. GoPro isn't afraid to show off its capabilities. They claim that it's the best in camera stabilization system for action cameras and any camera. The battery timing is not affected by the operation of GoPro. Hyper Smooth is available even for 60 FPS footage, but not at 4:3 on the Hero 6 Black. It is not available when you capture full HD footage at 120 FPS or 240 FPS, but standard stabilization can be used at this frame rate.
Time Warp Video, another new feature on Hero 7 Black, combines regular frame-by-frame, time-lapse photography, which you can still perform separately, and Hyper Smooth, which is basically a stabilized hyperlapse. It allows you to take time-lapse video while still being able to move your Hero 7 Black around at all times. It allows you to capture time-lapse footage with no tripod and any movement you desire.
Voice control is back and can recognize 12 different commands, such as, GoPro take a photo, or, GoPro start recording video. These commands cover the majority of the main tasks. The Hero 7 Black also features improved audio performance. GoPro increased dynamic range by adding more natural bass tones, brighter mids, and redesigned microphone membranes to reduce vibrations. This allows GoPro to capture subtler sounds and more detail than ever before. It's easier to take photos.
Super Photo is another new option for the Hero 7 Black. This is a similar feature to a Scene Intelligent Auto option on a conventional camera that automates some useful features you might not have thought to use when taking photos.
Instead of using HDR to shoot scenes with wide dynamic ranges, the Hero 7 Black will do this for you if it feels necessary. The Hero 7 Black also uses multi-frame noise reduction to reduce low-light scenes if necessary. ProTune allows you to adjust exposure compensation, white balance, and ISO range. Raw images can be captured on the Hero 7 Black as well as JPEGs. You can also shoot bursts at 30 FPS. This allows you to tell the cameras how many images and for how long. The GoPro Hero 7 Black is also the first Hero model to have live streaming built in. It works right now with Facebook, but will soon work with YouTube and other channels. Build and handling. Similar design to Hero 6 Black, waterproof to 10 meters 33, featuring portrait orientation improved UI. The GoPro Hero 7 Black has the same rugged, largely rubberized body as the Hero 6 Black. However, the sides are as smooth as their fronts and not ridged. The previous two-tone appearance is gone. However, you will likely still have your GoPro in a case, so it doesn't make any difference when the GoPro is in use. The Hero 7 Black's build quality is just as solid and durable as the Hero 6 Black. Although the doors to the USB, HDMI and battery card compartments are difficult to open, they are necessary for waterproofing. The camera can travel safely 10 meters 33 featuring underwater without housing, just like before, but you can go deeper with the optional supersuit. As standard, a small plastic frame wraps around GoPro Hero 7 Black and clips in place. This can also be mounted on an adhesive stand to hold the camera in place. The newer GoPro Hero 8 Black has built-in mounting prongs, which eliminate the need for a frame. The Hero 7 Black is a camera that's likely to cause some anxiety for first-timers. Everything is tightly secured, so it stays put in whatever conditions you might be facing. You soon get used to it.
You can turn the Hero 7 Black on to see how GoPro has improved things over its predecessor. The UI has been redesigned with key information like current frame rate, resolution, and battery life condensed into a smaller area. Additionally, green icons are used to indicate the remaining card space and battery timing. These icons can be seen against brighter subjects better than the white ones.
The Hero 7 Black's operation is more like a smartphone, with simple swipes that allow you to switch between different modes, capture footage, images, and many other features. The mode button can be pressed on the side to switch between shooting modes, but you can also swipe the screen to do the exact same.
The Hero 7 Black's UI also adjusts to portrait orientation when the camera is positioned in this way. This makes it much easier to use. It can be disabled if it is too annoying or distracting. However, it doesn't seem sensitive enough to require that the average user do so. The Hero 7 Black's touchscreen has the same 2-inch dimensions as its predecessors. It is responsive and responsive in general, but sometimes it fails to respond to touch. This can make it frustrating to have to tap the same function several times.
Voice commands are basically unchanged, but you can still say, GoPro capture, and it will either record or take a picture, depending on which model you're using. You can even say, that was sick, with a highlight to get it to respond. However, if you are not a teenager, you can just say, GoPro highlight, to do the same thing. Or, it can simply respond to you saying, oh shit. Although the Hero 7 Black responds well to voice commands, it is not always 100% reliable and may need to be repeated several times. Although most of the functions are covered, it would be nice to add your commands to the Hero 7 Black. GoPro Hero 7 Super Photo. You were most likely right up until the Hero 7 was released. GoPro photos are amazing, but sometimes they need some tweaking in Lightroom and other programs to make them pop. Sometimes, you don't want or need to do this. Sometimes I can't bring my laptop with me, so it is nearly impossible to edit photos before publishing them on social media. GoPro then released Super Photo, an option that can be selected on the camera settings. The Hero 7 calculates the best white balance, maximum ISO levels, sharpness, and color for a Super Photo, high dynamic ranges photo. HDR photos are often over-edited with high contrast, saturation, and vibrance. They can make you shudder. However, the Hero 7 doesn't seem to over-edit the photos it takes when in Super Photo mode. If you're taking Superphoto photos in poor lighting conditions, ensure that the Hero 7 is mounted on a tripod. The image will take slightly longer to process than a standard photo mode. You might end up with blurred images or strange chromatic aberrations at the edges. Shooting great macro video. The GoPro 7 can take excellent macro video, even though not many people are aware of it. This can be done with older GoPro models as well, but the 7's image stabilization feature makes it much more stable. This is particularly important for macro video because close-up shots can magnify the effects of camera shake and water movement. Audio and video quality.
The star of the Hero 7 Black Show, Hyper Smooth Stability, is a built-in electronic stabilizer that allows you to eliminate the gimbal while capturing smooth, professional-looking footage. Although it has been improved on later models, this original version is still great.
4K video is available at 60fps and Full HD 8x slow-mo. The image quality is outstanding, with vivid colors and a wide dynamic range. Pros will appreciate the higher bitrate option and advanced color profile option. Hyper Smooth works extremely well and doesn't have any artifacts or warping found on older GoPros. We found it just slightly more natural than the auto smoothing on our DJI Osmo Action, although that's close, and outperforms any stabilization on any budget cameras. The Hyper Smooth stabilization is shown below. We have also tested it under more severe action conditions.
The Hero 7 Black can capture high-resolution video and 12-megapixels images in Super Photo or HDR mode. You might consider buying a more affordable and recent model if you are looking for a better photo resolution, 20 megapixels, than the Hero 7 Black. Audio recording capabilities have been enhanced to go with the improved video. The microphones have a greater dynamic distance, which allows for deeper lows and higher highs. Additionally, there is built-in processing to eliminate vibration sounds. The GoPro Hero 7 Black has a touchscreen at the back, just like the Hero 6. However, the interface has been redesigned. With intuitive gestures that anyone can use, the menus, modes, and settings are now much easier to navigate. Although the interface has been simplified in later versions, it is still intuitive enough.
Voice control is also available, which can be useful if you are unable to reach the display or wearing gloves. This could be helpful if you're snowboarding, climbing, or surfing. Live streaming is another cool feature that you can enjoy when you connect to the GoPro smartphone application. You could only send video to Facebook Live via your smartphone's internet connection when the Hero 7 Black was first released. You can now live stream to YouTube. Improved color, contrast, and clarity.
We compared clips to determine image quality. GoPro Hero 6 and GoPro Hero 7 Black side by side, we can immediately see an improvement in color, contrast, clarity, and sharpness right out of the camera. The blues are brighter, the shadows are darker, and the blacks are richer. Highlights capture more detail. Although it's not a significant difference, the overall color saturation, contrast detail, and image clarity are all noticeable improvements. It looks just a bit better. Color and stability are the most important aspects in the underwater video, as we always state. GoPro Hero 7 Black GoPro has proven that they have improved in all of these areas. This is the easiest and most cost-effective way to shoot underwater 4K 60p content. It's easy to see why this is our favorite GoPro.
Battery life.
The battery life is very good. With Wi-Fi turned on and GPS enabled, we managed to record approximately 45 minutes of continuous 4K video. We were able to record for over an hour with the GPS and Wi-Fi turned off. A removable battery has the advantage that it can be swapped out for a fully charged one. The Hero 7 Black can be used with a USB power source or power bank to keep it running continuously.
Auto exposure lock. My GoPros allow me to capture time lapses. However, I have had issues with exposures in the past due to light fading from daylight to dusk and then night.
The new Hero 7 allows me to select any spot on the screen and hold it until the small white bordered screen appears. This screen allows you to lock a spot so that it is visible when taking still photos or video shot.
This is the ideal thing to brighten things up in low light conditions. Only one Hero 7 scuba diver.
With the GoPro Hero 7 Black, GoPro has removed the 5/6 models and now offers three performance tiers for the 7 with the GoPro Hero 7 Black, GoPro Hero 7 Silver Edition, and GoPro Hero 7 White Edition. The GoPro Hero 7 Black only edition models are compatible with the Super Suit housing for diving.
Silver and White Editions have the problem of not being able to remove the protective lens covering, which is necessary for the camera to fit into the housing. Super Suit. It is the same Super Suit that GoPro Hero 5 Black and GoPro Hero 6. You can use your existing housing, so you won't need to buy a new one if you want to upgrade camera models.
The waterproof cam is not enough. super suit housing to extend the depth rating of the camera beyond its 33-foot or 10-meter limit. The super suit it is rated at 196 feet or 60 meters. The GoPro also has another benefit, super suit housing allows us to use flip filters to get the best underwater colors from our camera.
Additional features.
GoPro has added some additional camera features worth mentioning. Time Warp is a stabilized time-lapse video mode. Ultra slow motion can be achieved with 1080 Full HD 240p frames per second video. This can be up to 8x slower.
The touchscreen is responsive and crisp. Although the layout has been updated a little, the basic principles are the same as in the 5 and 6 models. The touchscreen has a menu that allows you to access settings. Limited macro control. One camera function is disappointing. GoPro has yet to implement a way to change your field of view from wide to linear without the touchscreen. While divers can adjust from wide to linear, they are unable to zoom in when the camera is in front of them.
Super suit housing. Macro shooters will feel the pain as they did with the GoPro HERO 6. Before putting the housing in the camera, users can adjust the field of view. It is impossible to switch between macro and wide modes on the same dive if you change one mode and then change back.
There are some solutions, such as shooting in 4K wide, cropping in the post, or setting up the camera to disable any screensavers or sleep modes that could reset the FOV. These are not as easy as being able to set the FOV to narrow via the settings menu. Here is full of HERO 7 reviews. If you are interested in other GoPro HERO reviews, then check out GoPro HERO 9 Review 2022. Best choice for you GoPro HERO 10 Black Review 4K 120fps. Is it worth the money? Conclusion. Here is a full of GoPro HERO 7 Black review. You know, GoPro HERO 7 Black is an excellent action camera. It is easy to use, very well built, and shoots quality 4K videos in a compact body with a wide-angle lens. It also features impressive image stabilization, waterproofing, and great audio recording capabilities. However, it doesn't support the stabilization for 4K video recording like GoPro HERO 7 Silver. Also, to have raw photos, you need to buy the software called Quick. If you don't mind, go for it. You will definitely love it. Please share this post if you find it helpful so that others might see its contents as well. Thank you for reading.